Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, January 6th. Selling that began this morning after the much weaker than expected export sales in the soybeans continued through the balance of the day, with March beans finishing down 17 and 3/4 cents at 994 and 3/4. That's down 9 1/4 cents on the week, and March beans are back below the 100 and 200 day moving averages. So with the funds long in excess of 90,000 contracts of beans, continued closes below these averages could bring in some additional long liquidation. November beans finished the day down 13 and 3/4 cents at 982 and a half. Also contributing to the weakness in the beans were ideas that there could be some relief coming into Argentina for the excessive wetness there over the 11 to 15 day forecast, and also the northern portion of Brazil may see some relief from the extreme dryness there, reducing the stressed area down to about 10% of the grain belt. So we will have to keep an eye on those weather forecasts moving forward. Informa released their some estimates. The Argentinian bean production was cut to 55 million metric tons from 56. A lot of this on acreage that was not able to be planted, and we will see how that goes moving forward if the continued wetness there passes up the planting window and those acres are not able to be planted as well. Moving to the corn, we've got March finishing down 3 1/4 cents on the day at 358, still up 6 cents on the week. We had corn running into trend line resistance around the 362.5 to 362 3/4 area, right near the top of a channel that we've been in for the past several months. Informa's numbers for Argentinian corn production were reduced by 500,000 metric tons from 36.5 million down to 36 million metric tons, with the USDA still at 36.5 million. In the wheat, we've got March down 3 cents at 423 1/4, but still up 15 1/4 cents on the week. March wheat sitting right on the 100-day moving average coming in today at 423 1/4. Kansas City March finishing down a penny at 433.5, up 15 cents on the week. The USDA this morning did announce the sale of 100,000 tons of hard red wheat to Unknown. Wheat holding up pretty well in light of the weakness in the beans, and also strength in the dollar, with the dollar rebounding about 90 cents off the lows, closing the day up 67 points at 102.20. Part of that strength in the wheat, the cold weather in the plains, and also cold weather in the Ukraine, and we'll have to see what kind of damage is done there depending on the amount of snow cover in those areas, and that will be more noted as the wheat comes out of dormancy in the spring. In outside markets, we've got the dollar up 67 points at 102.20, crude oil down 8 cents a barrel at 53.68. We've got the stock market finishing the day up 64.51 points at 19,963, getting just within a fraction of a point of 20,000, but not being able to hang on up there. And we've got gold finishing the day down $8.50 an ounce at $1,172.80 an ounce. Don't forget, we've got a crop report coming out next Thursday. Marcus could slow down heading into that report. And also, we are awaiting some index fund rebalancing with expectations for corn buying needed to be in the range of 60 to 100,000 contracts, and wheat purchases in the neighborhood of 30 to 50,000 contracts. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. It's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.